क्या पॉडकास्ट सिर्फ बड़ों के लिए होते हैं? बिल्कुल नहीं। मिलिए इंडिया के सबसे बड़े बच्चों के ऑडियो नेटवर्क चाइम्स से। यहाँ आपको मिलेंगी अकबर, बीरबल और तेनाली राम जैसी मजेदार कहानियाँ, विजर्ड ऑफ डार्जिलिंग और पिनोकियो जैसी ऑडियो बुक्स, लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स और कभी सोचा है जैसे साइंस पॉडकास्ट्स। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स पॉडकास्ट ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
दिस इज चाइम्स रेडियो ओरिजिनल पॉडकास्ट।
5 ओशंस, 7 कॉन्टिनेंट्स एंड सो मेनी कंट्रीज। इन दिस ज्योग्राफी पॉडकास्ट वी एक्सप्लोर द वर्ल्ड विद आवर लिटिल एक्सप्लोरर्स। टॉक अबाउट द कंट्रीज, देयर फ्लैग्स एंड लॉट्स मोर।
In this episode of Chalk and Duster, let's talk about that country which is the last surviving monarchy in the African continent, Swaziland for us. Also called Eswatini, officially called the Kingdom of Eswatini, this country is almost surrounded on all the sides by South Africa. It is a completely landlocked country, and to the northeast only, it is bordered by Mozambique. Its capital is Mbabane. The languages spoken are Swazi and English, and the people living there are called Emaswati. There are a lot of things which are interesting about this country. Firstly, it is one of the smallest countries in Africa. Earlier, it was called Swaziland before the country got its independence, and later on came to be known as Eswatini. Talking about the wildlife in this country, it is one of those places where we can find black rhinoceros and white rhinoceros living really close to each other. There is a very unique festival that happens here. It's called the Bushfire Festival. The theme of this festival is unity, and it includes children and adults working together to create really nice things. And whatever money this festival makes, it is used to fund education and healthcare throughout the country. The country has many craft makers. They are masters in the arts of paper mache and also do amazing embroidery. The country has quite a rich history in art. There is a cave shelter called Nasangwini, which have cave paintings which are really old, probably done over many generations, and that is quite evident. The country also has nature preserves like Maloloya Nature Reserve, where many animals like impalas and zebras walk together in groups. People, those who live there, are mostly tribals, and they like wearing their traditional clothes, which are really colorful. They love to dance wearing the colorful attire. Every year, 10,000 young women perform for the queen of the country. Now let's take a look at the flag of this country. Swaziland or Eswatini's flag is a very traditional one. It is a horizontal pentastripe. The top stripe is blue, second stripe is yellow, third stripe is red, then comes the yellow stripe and then the blue stripe. And on it, there is a large black and white Goni shield which covers the two spears, and a staff which is decorated with feathers on both the sides. So that's the flag of Eswatini for us. To know about other countries, their flags and interesting things about them, listen to more episodes of this podcast. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe and share Little Explorers.